playing some of your favorite songs after the announcement that at the age of 80, yes, the age of 80, that we're not going to hear any more live performances except for maybe special appearances from Aaron Neville going forward. So keep your text coming at 504-260-1870, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, on your favorite Aaron Neville songs of all time. Nick Hunter, that song I heard a lot of people playing after the horrible hurricane season we had in promoting help for Louisiana. You, in the last 9 months, have had visits from two different presidents, and that sounds like it would be a great thing, right? Two presidents of the United States coming to your town, but first time was because you were devastated by not one but two hurricanes, and the second time was because your town is a poster child, as is ours, for crumbling infrastructure.
Yeah, actually, if you think about the last 4 years, we've had four presidential visits for Lake Charles, which is unheard of. Never in Lake Charles's history have we had that many presidential visits. The unfortunate thing is three of the four were because of crumbling infrastructure and hurricanes. And so, yes, in the last 9 months, we have had visits from both President Biden and President Trump. And unfortunately, we sit here today, 253 days post-Hurricane Laura, the fifth strongest hurricane to hit mainland U.S. in modern history. And we are without a federal disaster relief supplemental package, the likes of which Katrina, Rita, Michael, Gustav all received far before this point in time. So we are extremely frustrated at the moment.
Have you been forgotten about in Lake Charles? Has our delegation not been able to keep you on the map, on the discussion in Washington, D.C.? And if that is the case, why? Is it because of the changing of administrations? Did it just happen at a bad time in the political cycle? Why do you think it is that it appears that Lake Charles is not getting the kind of attention that other cities got after less powerful hurricanes?
I think it's a mixture of many things you just said. I am not wise enough to know the inner workings of D.C., but I believe that there is such a partisanship and such a polarization at the moment that even coming together to discuss the real life suffering of Americans after a natural disaster is not possible at this moment. And it is, that is what is so disheartening, upsetting, frustrating. I hear representatives in Washington, D.C. talking about other issues that matter. But quite frankly, a lot of this stuff we've been talking about for 30 and 40 years. We've been talking about Hurricane Laura for 9 months, and if we can't come together on the need for help for people who are suffering, Americans who are suffering in the aftermath of one of the greatest natural disasters in this country's history, then it is a really sad moment. So I wish I had
the exact. Does our congressional delegation seem to care? Do our senators and our representatives, are you able to get through to them and at least remind them of the needs that still exist there?
Yes. If I need to speak with our senators or our congressmen, I can do that, and I do believe they are fighting for us. So when I make these comments, I make them with a casting of a very wide net. I will say that President Biden was in Lake Charles yesterday, and I was honored to be there. Anytime a president visits a city, I don't care who the president is or the mayor is, elected officials who were invited to be there should be there, especially in the aftermath of what we are going through right now. So, yes, I was there yesterday to visit with the president, have some FaceTime with him, and plead our case to him. And I would have hoped that anyone else that was invited to be there would have also been there.
Did he seem receptive? Did the president of the United States seem to understand your plight?
Yes, he did. Now, time will tell. I mean, a 7-minute conversation and pleasantries and nods and words are nice, but we need to have that followed up with some real action. So I think time will tell whether the visit yesterday was effective for us or not.
Talking with the mayor of Lake Charles, Louisiana, Nick Hunter, 9 months after the fifth most powerful hurricane in U.S. history, the strongest to ever hit Louisiana, devastated his city and the surrounding area. We'll find out just what those needs are that still exist now from Mayor Hunter coming up after this, and also talk about why the president was there to use Lake Charles as an example of where roads and bridges need to be replaced. Up next, here on WWL. Right now, traffic. Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hunter with us. Nick, paint a picture of what things look like 9 months after the vast devastation you had from not one but two hurricanes hitting your community.
Yeah, not one but two hurricanes and then a winter storm in February, the likes of which we haven't seen in 25 years. So I was asking our FEMA reps on the ground. City of Lake Charles has been involved with four federally declared natural disasters over the course of 12 months, when you include COVID. And our FEMA reps couldn't find another city in the U.S. that had ever had that happen to them in our history since natural disasters and were federally declared. But yes, I think it's important we acknowledge both. There's been a lot of progress, and you see how far we have come as a community because of the resilience of the people here. So, you know, I don't want to paint the picture that Lake Charles is not bouncing back. We are, but the speed at which we are able to do it, it really at this moment is dependent on the federal government, because we do have a finite amount of resources locally in both human capital and monetary capital. So you can go through some of our underserved neighborhoods, low to moderate income neighborhoods, and you will see homes that absolutely haven't been touched since Hurricane Laura. And I know that I'm painting a picture that's very familiar with you guys.
It was just 15 years ago we were seeing that same thing.
So, but you know, we still do not have any traction or any official statement about a supplemental package from the feds, and that's that road home money. That's that stuff we need to help make people's lives whole, and until we get that, it's going to be a long road to recovery.
Well, Nick, we hope that we can help you keep getting that message out there. Hopefully your 7 minutes with the President of the United States, which by presidential standards is a decent amount of time, goes a long way to putting that back on the radar. And maybe our delegation now can make some headway in getting that to happen. Best of luck. We appreciate you joining
Thank
us.
You.
And anytime you need us, we're here. Nick Hunter, Lake Charles Mayor on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.